Hi, it's Dan here from Flexible, and oh my God, one of my students in my community just landed a 200,000 lead per month solar client by selling them AI automations. Let's dive in and we'll talk about how it happened and what that looks like. Okay, so I just had a DM from one of the people in my community who's gone through my 5-day AI challenge, and he's told me that he just landed a 200,000 lead per month solar client, and he's helping them with their AI automation. And what that looks like is going to be database reactivation. So if you can imagine this, they will have been spending a ton of money on leads. 200,000 leads a month is probably over $1 million in ad spend per month. What happens is those leads are worked very quickly and they're dialed and they have some sort of automation going on. But after a few days, they kind of get not chucked in the bin, but they lose attention, I guess. So what we're teaching how to do is with what we call our Sleeping Beauty Android is take, you know, we've got a gap in the market. After those few days, those leads are now dead to the client, and we say we're going to re-engage them, turn them into cash, and sell them back to you for a split of the profits, okay? That's what I teach in my 5-day challenge. There's a link below which will take you to that playlist. And you'll be able to follow it yourself. It's all free. Please do enjoy. But as I said, this kid just blew me away with how resourceful he's been and what he's managed to do. And I guess without further ado, I'm going to pass you over to the recording I had with him. We just did a quick Zoom call so he could tell me what it looked like, how he landed the client, how he demoed how the AI would work, and just how valuable what we are teaching is to potential clients out there. So enjoy, and I'll speak to you soon.
Hi, everyone. I'm here with Jesse, fellow Aussie living in Brisbane. How are you going, buddy?
I'm very well, thank you, Dean. Doing really well yourself?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. How old are you, by the way?
I'm 23, millennial. 23. So born in 2000, 23.
Young gun. Nice, man. All right, cool. So the reason I wanted to have the chat with you today is because you messaged me on Facebook literally this morning. A couple of days ago, I think you said, I'm just going to share my screen and show you. And I went down a rabbit hole in school and I loved every second. I'm going all in on the reactivation side for agencies. If they don't have enough leads, I have a decent connection now to get them and do it from there. Quick question, how are you doing your outreach and running emails? And I said, day 5 of the challenge, plus I'm also running ads, right? And then you came back, when was that? On the 20th, and you came back. It's about a week later, right? So you've obviously started outreach, you've got your Android built, and you've secured a solar client, and they have 4 different businesses, some of them in solar, some of them outside solar, and they're generating over 200,000 leads per month, which I said I can't handle right now, which is a good tip. But any tips before going live, right? So we're going to run through some tips about how on this call today, but before we kind of crack on with that, I just wanted to, you know, ask some questions from my end about how you've done this, because it might help my audience as well, right? So first of all, how did you come across me?
Yeah, for sure. So I've obviously done what everyone does in my age, how to make money online, and got really involved with SMMA and dropshipping and all of that, and just never really had success with dropshipping. Did fine in SMMA, but I just wasn't able to consistently bring in clients. You know, I was competing against the people spending tens of thousands on ads every single day, offering the same service. So I couldn't differentiate myself with what we were offering. Came across your pay-per-lead Facebook group, then it was actually just a really good community to be around. I mean, it was a completely free group. I've bought courses. I've spent countless money on I'm sure everyone gets to that stage, you know, unfortunately. It's the space, but I didn't do my research, and you know,
young and naive.
So I came actually across your Facebook group and started off actually brokering deals for my SMMA agency at the time. So we were pretty much signing clients, finding someone who was generating the leads and kind of being that middleman for that, and it was working well. But you posted in there about your school, somewhat course, I would say, completely
5-day challenge.
Yeah, 5-day challenge. It's all over YouTube as well. And joined that and really got into sort of the service of the reactivation campaigns and kind of thought, wow, this is, it's a completely new angle that a lot of businesses, like I really believed in the system. It's a completely new angle. We all know AI is here now, but figuring out how to actually utilize it to help businesses, a lot of people aren't doing. And to me, it was a no-brainer. So, I mean, I've obviously worked full-time for a while, not anymore, luckily, but almost in the day-to-day life, you know, it was a system that would have helped out in the business that I was in. I was working construction at the time, but it was a system that I could see the direct benefits with. So went down the rabbit hole there. But yeah, all just pretty much came from finding a Facebook group. And now we're here, the value, without blowing smoke up your backside. the free value, I can tell you now, I've spent tens of thousands on courses. Unfortunately, make sure you do your research before you do it to anyone. But I mean, the free value, I mean, within 2 days of doing outreach, we landed a really big client, and consistently now having booking meetings with literally not spending a dollar on ads or emails on Facebook.
So for those of you, I mean, it's a great story, man. And you know, I bought those courses and it's just part of the journey, right? Like I've always found that I've always learned something from whatever I've bought or implemented that didn't work. And I've always come around and used it again, right? So you probably learned something in one of the courses you bought about how to do cold outreach, which you're using now just with a better offer. And it's obviously working, right? But for those who are listening and haven't seen, you know, what I do in the 5-day challenge, I'm going to try and explain it very quickly, right? But what we want to do is reach out to businesses who have a database of old leads they've given up on, basically, right? Which is pretty much any business that's advertising and any business that has a call center or has people that are dialing leads and then just gives up on them after 2 or 3 days, right? Because they've gone dead, right? And then we reach out to them and we say, if we're able to help you re-engage those leads and bring them back into your system so you can close them, are you able to pay us a percentage of each sale, right? Some of these solar deals and roofing deals and mortgages, commissions on these are, you know, chunky, right? Like $5,000 per foot, right? So we're able to then go back to them and we're able to share that up to 50% of that money with them. Because, and they initially they kick back on that, right? But if you've noticed what you say to them, I have a saying that I like, would you prefer to have like 50% of 100K in extra sales or would you prefer to have 100% of nothing? And they always come back and say, okay, yeah, I get you now. I understand what you're saying and let's just do the deal, right? So suddenly you've gone from a position of like being the person that's, you know, begging for business to wanting to do, them wanting to do business with you because they know this is free money, right? And everything that's happening in the world at the moment with hyperinflation and with wage growth, and I know it's super expensive in Australia, right? A lot of these businesses are paying more for their leads, they're paying more for their staff, they're paying more for their premises, they're paying more for their materials, and their margins are just getting slimmer and slimmer and slimmer, right? Which means when we approach them in this way, we're able to increase the margins of their business and decrease their overheads, which means there's a big chunk of this money to be able to be made, right, by them. And they're happy to give us a larger chunk of that money as well because it's free money to them. So it's a very compelling and easy offer to make, as you're finding. And then what happens after they agree to this is that we build an AI bot. We call it our Sleeping Beauty Android. Which wakes up these databases with a Prince Charming kiss, right? So it gives a kiss, which is an SMS to their database. They get back and respond, and then AI books these leads back into an appointment for the client to close. And it just works so well. The offer's so good, but also the delivery is just unbelievable as well. I've just seen so many great kind of testimonials. And even inside my own agency as I'm running, and I'm like, wow, we're getting – like 30% of these leads to book into an appointment from dead leads is insane, right? So it's a great offer for clients and it also gets results for clients. And it also means that we don't have to be these SMMA guys. I've always struggled with this term, by the way. I'm not a fan of it. but Like, they're teaching you to get 100 clients and 200 clients and grow more. And it just doesn't work out that way. I've been there and I've done that. Okay. What we want to have is an easy offer that frees up our time, frees up our mental headspace. So you must be a surfer or something being up there in Brisbane, right? But we want something where we only need, you know, 6 or 7 big clients like the one you've just landed to be able to make a really comfortable living with not much stress and AI doing all of the work for us. So that's kind of what we're doing in the 5-day challenge. If you haven't seen it already and you're watching this, then go over to my YouTube channel. You'll be able to find it. It's also in my school group, which I think is where you're going through it, Jesse. But yeah, is that what I just explained? Is that what you're experiencing as well?
Yeah, exactly. And it's actually really funny you're saying on the SMMA side around, you know, you have to build, if you're getting 100 clients, which I tell, like, you might make, your retainer might be $1,250 plus ad spend. That client has to spend $4,000 or $5,000 to see a return, potentially over a 3-month period as well. So to be able to plug in an AI Android, which is somewhat hands-off once you set it up, that they can start seeing results quite literally within 14 to 30 days, it's a complete no-brainer for them. So, and even touching on that with this client that we signed yesterday, again, they're one of the bigger solar guys in the US. One of the first things he said to me was, look, I'm so sick of dealing with the marketing agencies of this world now and going through client success managers, having to deal with 4 or 5 different people before it actually gets to a decision maker to actually take charge of what's happening. And I have one team member with me who deals with emails, and he's absolutely unreal. But besides that, it's all myself. So my profit margins are huge for a quarter of the time what it would be to run an SMMA. That's getting a 10x return for my clients at the same time as well. So it is an absolute, I know in the space, online space, we talk about no-brainer offers, but for a client to look at what we're offering, it is an absolute genuine no-brainer offer. There's so many ways you can position it. You know, you can position it down the road of a software, you can position it down the road of an agency. There's so many different ways you can position it to actually win a client over. And then obviously going to them and saying, look, these are dead clients to you. For you to contact every single one of them, you have to pull your staff off what they're currently doing to contact leads that may potentially, that may or may not potentially answer you. So it is surprisingly an easy conversation to have.
It's a fun conversation. It's a fun conversation. It's fun. And especially when you start getting them results, they're like, oh my God. And the thing is as well, that all these SMMA guys, right? Like they're out there on the internet. My prediction is within 6 months that they're going to start copying off what we're doing here, right? Because, you know, I don't tend to get involved in all of that type of stuff, but like they know that their offer's dead now, right? They know exactly what you've just said. There's, you know, they need to spend $4,000 a month in order to pay your $1,250 retainer, and then you're getting Facebook leads for them that don't convert anyway because their sales systems aren't in place. It's just like, it just doesn't work, man. Like, and you might land a few clients and you might think you're doing okay, but as soon as it gets past the critical point, it just doesn't work, man. The model is broken. So, you know, I'm glad that you've kind of seen the light and understood that there is an easier way to do it. And there's millions of businesses out there with databases that need to be woken up, right? And they're up for it. You know, this is like a special time. Now we can combine the offer with AI, it's open season. So
absolutely, and every single business pretty much can benefit from it. From your nail shop at your shopping center, they'll have a customer base too. Again, your solar guys, there is so much room for anyone to kind of jump in here right now.
It's not going to get saturated.
No, not at all. And you know, you don't have to go make an outlandish offer of, we'll get you 30 paying clients in the next 24 hours. We don't pay a cent. It's look, if we don't get results, absolute worst case to you is, I mean, you've given us your list. Like, what is the worst case for you? You know, you're exactly. not dealing with, you're only contacting clients or leads who are really warm, ready to buy pretty much. So, there is literally no downside to a lot of the clients. I mean, you're always going to have objections no matter what. I was speaking to a potential insurance client yesterday, and his objection was, funnily enough, actually passing on the database to us because he's dealt with clients in the past and SMMA guys who have then sold those leads to other
clients.
Yeah, and I was sort of stuck. I actually, it was an objection I never even saw coming, and I was like, look, I'm not even sure.
Well, the answer to that is, like, you've got high level, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so you create them a sub-account that's in their brand and their name. So it's their CRM, right? Like, it's just moving the database from one CRM to another CRM that they own. So there's no issues with that, and you can give them access and all sorts of stuff, right? The magic is what goes on between OpenAI and the prompt writing and all that type of stuff, which they're never going to be able to reverse engineer. So there's no issues there. But anyway, man, so tell me, you got some questions about this client. So let's just kind of troubleshoot here. So you've got a client that's got six businesses, right? Mm-hmm. Tell me more. Tell me more about the client and what your plan is, and I'll see if it's okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So the client that we signed has three solar business, a roofing business, a garage door business, and a school security business. So he's got a lot. And I said to him, look, let's start at solar right now. So we're kind of combining all three of the solar guys into one. So obviously the plan, they're doing about, between all three of the solar businesses, they're doing about 200,000 leads per month. So a very high amount. And I said, look, I'm not at the capacity I can take that on right now. Let me get the results for you to sort of, you know, then we can scale it up and do what we need to do. I suppose I'm at the point where we've signed the client. I actually, funnily enough, have the exact demo presentation on Playground on the OpenAI, because he was a little bit skeptical on it. And I said, look, take control of my screen, break the system, ask it whatever question you want. And it's actually the exact instructions that you have inside your skill course and your 5-day challenge. And I said to him, break it. Go ahead and break the system for me. I've just given him complete access to my, well, the screen share on Zoom. And within about 30 seconds, he played around and asked a couple of questions, and he was happy with it. I suppose the point that I'm at with it, it's still very new to me. It is. This is actually my first client in this space, and funnily enough, we've signed two now.
It's a bloody whale. It's a whale client. Like, I would have preferred you've landed a slightly smaller one to begin with, man. You're too good at sales. Just so you can not fuck this one up, you know what I mean? But anyway. My advice is to always start small, right? So I would say to him, listen, you've got all of these businesses. I 100% want to implement this in all of them. And, you know, I'm treating this like as a partnership, right? Because I see what you have as a business is this juggernaut that's building and building. But what I imagine is that, like, your overheads are really high too. What I'm going to try and do for you is take some of those overheads away by removing the workload on your appointment setting team and your sales guys. So at this point, you're kind of getting them excited. You're whetting their appetite about reducing their overheads and making more money. And then what I'd say is, look, we just want to get started with the test. Probably just want to, the easiest thing is just maybe to get 10,000 of your leads in the last 30 days. If they're doing 200,000 a month, they can easily get you this. Right? Yeah. And I'd say, listen, let's just get this built out and tested on the first 10,000. And if it works, and which it will, but like, if you're happy with how things are going and you're making more money from it, and I'm happy with the way your sales team are working, then what we can do is roll this out at a bit bigger of a scale. Because Mr. Client, this is not so much about, because we're partners in this, right? And if I'm going to dedicate all this time and effort into making this work, I've got to make sure your sales team can, dial these, pick up the phone quickly and close these guys, because I'm doing this on a performance deal with you. So, it's not just about me and what I can do. It's about what your team can do. Can you give me, three or four of your agents that are really good so we can test this properly, right? Does that make sense? So start with a test and position it as something that's going to save them money. And also you want to make sure that you position this as a partnership where they need to pull their weight as well. Because if you're getting paid on the back end, then if they can't close, then you're going to walk, right? So make it sound like that. Make sense?
Yeah, and it was very funny you said that as well, because That's sort of how I positioned it to him. That yesterday alone, I think I had 4 or 5 sales calls. And what I've always found is the clients who have the bigger databases, the bigger businesses, are a lot easier to close on this type of deal, because for them, getting a new system that brings in leads, them, like they get offers like that every single day. So for an offer that cuts down their costs while increasing their profits, such an easy sell to them. Absolutely, like unbelievably easy. So it's funny, he was pretty much completely selling himself and giving me reasons why we needed to sign him then and there, rather than the other way around. Which was really awesome. I mean, he actually said to me, look, if I start slacking, I want you to call me directly on my phone and say, hey, pick up your game here. We're on a performance basis. So we were a little bit lucky getting a client like this. But again, nothing overcomplicated went into even getting him. It was literally a post on a Facebook group that turned into me just jumping on a phone call with him, closing over a phone call. And then we jumped on a Zoom meeting after pretty much we closed it, let him test the system and sign, sealed and delivered.
Let me just jump in for a sec.
Yep.
Let me just jump in for a sec quickly, right? So people that haven't seen how we do this in the 5-day challenge, right? What we have is this Android that we build that re-engages and converts clients back into an appointment for the client to close. But we don't want to build that for the client until we've got them signed and everything's going ahead, right? Because it takes a lot of time and effort, and the back and forth with the Android, and sometimes the SMS breaks or whatever, like it's just AI, it's still not perfect, right? So what we want to do is take the prompt that we give in the 5-day challenge, upload it into the Playground, and use a special extension called StyleBot, which removes the prompt from the Playground in OpenAI. And then we can demo, like the client doesn't know that this is like OpenAI and whatever it means, right? You can just hide all of that and you can demo the bot for them and say, this is usually done via SMS, but, you know, like just to save the hassle and get things going quickly, we'll just do it via Zoom. So what you've done is followed our training, got it up and ready for presentation, then you, which I haven't heard before, shared your capability for your mouse, and then you've got him to run through it and type in the responses and stuff, which is very powerful, man. Well done.
I actually have, if you want to see on my screen right now, I actually have the exact messages that he was sent, because I haven't closed the logs off.
Let's do it. Can you share your screen? Security. You should be able to do that. There we go. Yep. Try that.
So this was actually, you got my screen. Yeah, cool. So to give you an idea of exactly how easy this was, this is the prompts that you actually have inside your 5-day challenge that you can get from your, in your description of the YouTube videos.
Yep.
And then we put it in here. So it's as simple as what you say in the 5-day challenge. The first message is, hey, it's Jesse from Lead In Solar. Is this Dan who inquired about solar a couple of days ago? Yes, that's me. And I said to him, look, from here, you take control. So I let him share. I shared my screen with him and said, look, you break the system for me. His first question was regarding federal tax credit works. The system spat that out again instantly.
Federal tax credit can certainly make quite a difference. It allows you to deduct a percentage of the cost of installing a solar energy system from your federal taxes. That's cash that could stay in your pocket. How much have you been averaging on your monthly utility bills to help us estimate your savings? That's an epic response, right? Like his sales team couldn't do that.
Yeah. No, his eyes literally lit up and pretty much like that straight away sold him. He was over the line.
So he said $150 bucks.
Yep.
Spot on. So this is AI. Thanks for that. With these figures, we're confident we can make a positive impact on your bills and we'll beat any market price. Do fancy scheduling a call back to dive deeper into how we can maximize your savings. So the way we write the prompt is to continue to push everything back to an appointment, everything back to an appointment. And the AI will not stop until it's booked in, right? So are you a local company? Absolutely. We've got a strong local presence. We probably have blah, blah, blah. How does tomorrow sound for a callback? Common theme. Do you have a calendar link I can book in? Great. Here's my calendar link. And you can insert the client's calendar link there, which is part of the prompt. But obviously we just show them this is just a demo, right? So he that's all he went through. He didn't try and break it anymore or ask any other questions.
Quite literally, as soon as he saw that first reply coming off the federal tax credit, he was sold. because I'm pretty, like you just said, I don't even think his sales guys would be able to give an answer like that quickly.
Yeah. That's perfect, mate.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah,
quite awesome.
All right. Oh, mate, I'm so pumped that this is working well for you. So tell me, because a lot of people, like, I don't really do cold outreach as part of my strategies. I just don't like doing it. It's not kind of my thing. I usually just run ads because I like people coming to me. And I can afford the advertising budget and stuff, right? But, like, you know, I'm interested to hear what you did for your cold outreach, what your kind of, I call them hand raisers, like what was your exact wording on those hand raiser messages you used that got people to respond and move them to a call? Can you show me some examples?
Definitely. I'll actually bring up the exact one on my Facebook right now. No secrets here, to show you what works. Man. So, yeah, quite literally this message right here. Anyone over to 100 yep. performance based partnership, we do a lead qualifier appointment setting, and you just close the deals, shoot me a DM.
Nice.
That is all it was. As you can see, 12 comments. You can see quite literally all of these people. I mean, phone numbers.
Holy crap. We'll make sure we'll blur all these names out for you, man. I don't want to.
A lot. And so all I did was join three or four solar groups. So solar pros, solar leads, buy/sell, and just copy and pasted the same message into there. Again, 12 comments in this one. It just took off, absolutely took off. Mm-hmm. Because on your 5-day challenge, your last video, you spoke really highly. Yeah, with Travis. Sorry, I was trying to think of the name. With Travis, you spoke really highly on your offer needs to be something that they actually want as well. What we found is a lot of these businesses, especially solar, HVAC, all of your really service-based construction businesses, they've all unfortunately been, I wouldn't say ripped off, but ripped off by all these SMMA buyers. So going in there and saying, look, this is a complete performance-based partnership. We do pretty much everything. All you have to do is close deals. That's perfect for them. That's all they want.
I love
such
that.
Such a simple script. Yeah.
I love that, man. And how many niches do you think there are out there, right? Like there's solar, there's roofing, there's HVAC, there's mortgage, there's life insurance, there's annuities, that, you know, all of these have big groups of people that are in there doing the same thing, right? There's no limit to the number of companies you can reach out to. And the prompt that we give in the 5-day challenge literally just needs to be changed to the niche. So whenever you're doing a demo, you can just change those little bits and it'll answer for HVAC or annuities or whatever that is. And it just knows to correspond with the lead at the right kind of time and with the right information, just like that federal tax credit stuff, mate. So
yeah,
it's exciting, isn't it?
It's awesome. And I like a simple fact is you quite literally don't need any money to start this right now. I mean, if they use your high level 30-day trial, that comes with everything. Yep. You just import the Android into there to go onto Facebook and type in a message. Like it does not take much to get started. The biggest thing though that we found, and it's funny to bring this up, but it's the whole speed to lead thing that we preach about using this Android, but we have to be doing it as well. Unfortunately, the biggest thing that obviously being in the SMA space is once you have someone who's interested, you need to get on top of them straight away. You need to give them a reason to jump on a call. You need to do exactly what that Android's doing. But pretty much personally yourself. I'm not sure if you have one for Messenger just yet, but if you did, that would be awesome.
We do actually. Yeah, you can do it for Messenger as well. Yeah.
Yeah, well. But the whole same thing. So the whole speed to lead thing, you need to be big on. It's obviously not as simple as just posting into a Facebook group and going, hey, blah, blah, blah. Actually, what I'll do, I'll bring up my replies to them because obviously they're expecting this to go in and
show us how you closed them.
Yeah.
Exactly. We'll make sure we blur out the names for you.
For sure. Let me bring one up.
What else was I going to ask? I can't think of it.
For sure. So this is pretty much what we're saying on here. So they're coming to us. We actually closed them. This is the second client that we closed. And the simple is quite literally same day he messaged me. We closed them that afternoon. So interesting. Yeah. We pretty much just break it down to them. So absolutely what we do is we grab our clients' age/non-converters/dead leads and convert them into ready-to-go sales in 14 days. on average, we see a 15-20% booking rate. That is, I mean, roughly the average to it. Until we sort of start getting testing, it is a little bit hard. But, I mean, from pretty much everyone that's doing it, that is roughly what we're seeing, probably on a lower end. And then, obviously, with a 75-80% closing, that's very much up to the business and their closing team. But that is somewhat, like you said, they're always going to say roughly 80%. But, we also do have the option to get age leads. I mean, we have clients, we just put that in there to provide them forward. But again, 99% of these businesses actually have leads as well. And then, we pretty much just say, we break it down. So we just break down the numbers, which we have on our demo call. And then, always the next question is how much you're asking. And then we just break down, look, it's a revenue share, profit share.
I'd prefer to get paid on the back end. You know, I'd prefer to take, if I could wait, 30 days for these to be installed, I'd rather take 50% of the profit, right? Rather than the per appointment deal, but each to their own, if you want to make money faster.
Yeah, definitely. So what we do, so the two that we've signed, they're really quick turnarounds for solar. So they're a week or 2 week installs.
There we go.
So we can get paid pretty quickly for them for 50%. So, but I mean, for me personally, if they were pushing out 2-3 months, I'd be doing it on the front end of per appointment, definitely. But I mean, as you can see right here, kept getting unqualified leads, so we lost about $4,500 using an SMMA. So it's a big issue in the space. But again, pretty much all we did was break it down to them. I gave him times, and then from there we signed him that afternoon. Quite nice, easy, that easy, wouldn't stay on top. We probably had 50 or 60 responses after 3 or 4 Facebook groups. So it works. It really works.
Yeah, man. Nice. So here's some tips for you, right? The first one is, and we figured this out after a while, right, is that they'll hand you the first 1,000, 10,000 leads or whatever to get started with, and you're going to blow them away with these results. If your Android is, you're going to have to iterate. So you'll go 100, probably 100 leads at a time. You sit in high level like a hawk and watch them coming in and see where it breaks and doesn't work. Manually send the appointments over to them if you have to, because you're getting paid anyway on these when they convert, right? So every time the AI comes in and it doesn't quite book their appointment over there, you want to just send them a calendar link or whatever way you're doing it. And then because you're getting paid on the back end, so you want to do this, right? But you'll notice over time that there's bits you can tweak, and then you change the prompt and you go back and forth and make sure that things are working well, 100 leads at a time. Then you do the next 100. Then you do the next 100. And over, after the 6th or 7th time that you've done it, you're going to start having something which is pretty robust, right? And then you're able to start sending more leads. You can do 500 at a time, right? And just watch all of these appointments being booked in. But here's where things got really interesting, right? Because the clients call me. They call me and say, listen, dude, I'm looking at my call center and I'm going, I don't need you. I don't need you. I don't need you. I don't need you. And I'm like, holy cow. So I said, well, why don't we, and I feel sorry for these people actually, but it's just coming. And I said, well, why don't we give your salespeople the first 1 or 2 days worth of data to dial, right? And then after those 1 or 2 days, rather than continuing to follow up, you want them working the fresh leads again. Okay. We'll take day 2 onwards, all right, and we'll send them back to you after day 7 or whatever that is, right? And then what you've got, if this whole guy's doing 200,000 leads a month, that's 8,000 leads a day that your Android will be make. You've got no idea how much money you're going to make from this, like if you can get it going.
I hope so.
Yeah,
yeah. It's a testament to the system, though. It really is.
And it doesn't break either. And there's a few things I noticed. And one, you said that we're going to get results within 14 to 30 days. That's a lie. You get a result on day 1 as soon as you set the Android live. They'll be making sales from day 1. So it's a much faster turnaround. And the thing is that you said as well that you can't handle that type of volume at the moment. Like, that's not true either. Because if you had a robust solar Android built that worked for that particular client, you could switch on that type of volume on day 1 and just watch it do its thing. Okay. So, it's really quite a good offer, because it's a great offer and you don't have to do any of the work to deliver it apart from set up the Android, and then it's rinse and repeat onto the next solar guy, onto the next solar guy, onto the next solar guy. So yeah.
We actually said to him, because we bought up, we actually have on the sales thing, I said, look, if we hit a certain KPI for you, the only thing I want you to do repay me, besides obviously the profit share, is you actually just get me another referral. So
exactly, no. Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, I got heaps of connections in the space. Like, if it works, I'm happy to, like, it's one of those systems that sells himself as well. So
exactly, Matt. Exactly. Awesome. Exactly. Well, it's pumped to make hay, man. Before some of my other students start coming in and cutting your grass.
Yeah. HVAC's a great niche. Everyone should go for HVAC.
That's funny, man. That's funny. All right. Have you got any more questions? I've got to get home in a sec, but have you got any more help you need quickly? I've got about another 5 minutes.
No, I think it should be fine. Again, without blowing smoke up your backside, the 5-day course actually teaches you everything, even from blowing, like joining the Android. If I get stuck, I mean, there's a lot of things on YouTube that a lot of people can find as well. So I think, yeah, the biggest thing is just if you're doing it yourself, take initiative, learn yourself.
Yeah. The
system, trust me, I'm no hero at all. The system works. I'm no better than anyone else ever. I mean, if you put the time in, you figure out exactly what that client wants, what it looks like, and you have a system that gets results, you're laughing.
You've got some resourcefulness, man, which I really like. You're kind of just grabbing it and going with it. I always have the analogy, you jump out of the plane and build the parachute on the way down. Especially when you've got an offer that you're confident selling and you're confident that works, right? You can do some real damage very quickly.
Definitely.
So, yeah, well done, man.
Because everyone's going to get onto it. So
everyone will get onto it. Everyone will get onto it, but there's so, like, how many solar companies are there in this world? A million? A million? I don't know. How many HVAC companies are there? Another million? It's you can't saturate this market.
No. Okay. No.
So yeah, it's good. It's good stuff. And I think what we're going to see is some e-commerce guys coming in here as well, right? E-commerce is going to work too. So if you think about, I use their example, you probably heard me say it with one of my mates, and I haven't built it for him, and I'm not sure whether I will, but he runs a candle business, high-end candles that are worth, you know, $20, $30 a candle. I don't think that's even expensive for candles, by the way, which is pretty crazy. But he's sold about 50,000 customers over the last, 5 years or whatever, right? Or maybe even more than that. If he sent a message to his database and said, hey, it's Jesse here from XYZ Candles. Is this the same so-and-so that bought a candle in, last year from us? Yes, it is. Oh, that's cool. I just wanted to check in and see whether or not you wanted to order another candle for Christmas.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, why not? Like, they're going to make so much money from that. Because you just send them the URL of the URL of the candle for Christmas, their Christmas special or whatever, right?
It's so funny. I've just got that many Black Friday texts. It's not even funny from all these e-commerce stores. And they quite literally say, only 2 days left to save our 20% off store wide sell-ins tomorrow, shopping store online now.
They have the wrong.
Yeah,
they have the wrong message on their outreach, right? They're forcing the offer down your throat, whereas we're going under the radar and say, are you the same person did this, this, and this? That's the beauty of what we're doing here. It's been well thought out. So man, good luck, buddy, and keep me posted. All right, I really want to hear how this goes. And hopefully I'll see you in Roya sometime soon.
Yes, so we can. No, definitely. Like I said, let me sign this first client, get that first paycheck in, and I'm there. I'm in.
All right, mate. Okay, buddy. Take care. Thanks
Dan.
Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you so much for watching. I hope you enjoyed that little snippet with Jesse. I forgot to say he's only 23 years old, which is incredible. If you are looking to kind of copy what he does and you want to have this, we call it a sleeping beauty Android, right? You want to have one of these for yourself, so you can start selling database reactivation to clients, then there'll be a link below which takes you to the YouTube playlist, which has got our 5-day AI challenge in there. You can go through that as fast or slow as you want, but at the end of it, you will have, you know, your asset built on how to sell, how to demo, and then how to do cold outreach and land clients for yourself. It's all there. It's all free. You're going to love it. I'll speak to you soon.